He said, "Mom, a dog just bit me."
A little boy is attacked.
This dog came running at me and bit me.
On the leg?
Yes.
They usually just bark at people that go back and forth. There's kids that go back and forth all the time. No problems.
Well, there was a problem.
But dog owners think he cried wolf.
Defense! I'm waiting for a defense!
Your Honor, how could this be a dog bite?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Julie and David Berg are suing Elizabeth and Tanner Schultz for medical bills and punitive damages. The Bergs claim the defendant's dog bit their 7-year-old son, Noah.
Order. All rise. Case number 10 on the calendar, in the matter of Berg versus Schultz.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat.
Now, I'm going to start with you. Your first name is Tanner?
Yes.
Tanner, is it your grandparents who were neighbors of the plaintiffs?
It's my wife's grandma and her mom.
So your wife's mother and grandmother
Yes.
live in close proximity to the plaintiffs,
Yes.
correct? And you go over there with your wife periodically to check in on them?
Yes.
Nice thing to do. And you have a dog?
Yes.
We have two.
A black dog?
We have two dogs.
Well, one of them is a black dog.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the plaintiff's little boy says that your black dog bit him. Plaintiffs want you to be responsible for his medical bills and some slap on the wrist money so that you are more careful that your dog doesn't get out of your control again. That's what this case is about. Easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's your son's first name?
Noah.
And how old is Noah?
He's 7.
Noah, are you smart? What do you think?
I don't know.
Well, come on up here. I'm going to find out. Noah, is that your sister?
Yes.
What's her name?
Ava.
Ava. You have great blue eyes. You go to school?
Mm-hmm.
What grade are you in?
2nd.
Do you do well in school?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? What kind of grades do you get?
3s and sometimes I miss 1s.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. So, this is my question to you. You know Tanner? Have you ever seen him before today? You have to answer. You can't shake your head. Okay? That's why you have this thing over there. That's a microphone. They're going to pick up what you say. So, you have to tell me the answer. Okay? Good. Now, I want you to keep your voice up, and I would like you to tell me what happened on the day that you were bitten on your leg, right?
Yes.
And you were riding your bike?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like you to tell me what happened.
I ran my bike to show my sister some bump in the road, and when I was halfway there, this dog came running at me and bit me.
On the leg?
Yes.
And what did you do?
I slowed down, then I stopped at a mailbox.
And then what happened?
Then my friend came out, and he got me a Band-Aid.
Your sister was with you?
Yes.
Ava, did you see what happened to your brother?
No.
Did you see his leg?
Yes, he showed me it.
Okay, just a minute. Okay, I want you to go sit down next to your sister. Okay, Ava, can you come up here? Tell me when you saw your brother's leg, Ava.
When he stopped at a mailbox and he was crying, so he pulled up his pant leg and he showed me it.
And what did you see?
Like a bite.
Was it bleeding?
No.
Well, how could you tell it was a bite?
Because kind of looks like one.
It had what?
It looked like one.
It looked like a bite. And then where did your brother go?
He didn't go anywhere. His friend came out and put a Band-Aid on it. And then we went back home.
Who was home when you went back home?
Mom and I think my dad.
Okay. Come on, sit down, Ava. The color of the dog that bit you was?
Black.
Okay. And this happened on what date?
It was April 10th of this year.
Okay. So on April 10th, you're visiting your mother and grandmother. He's visiting them. You weren't there. And you were there, Mr. Schultz, with your children.
With my son, Zane.
And your two dogs?
Yes.
And at some point you went outside and the dogs got away from you?
I went outside to put my son in the car, and then I was gonna put the dogs in with him.
But the dogs were not on the leash?
No.
So the dogs got away from you?
Yeah.
And when the dogs got away from you, where did they go?
They just start, like, there's a grass, and then there's a road. They usually just bark at people that go back and forth. There's kids that go, no problems.
Well, there was a problem on April 10th. So, do you remember, Mrs. Schultz, what time your husband got home that day?
I wasn't home, so I don't.
What time, Mr. Schultz, did you get home? I mean, did you go from Grandma's house home?
Yes.
How far is that?
About 3 miles.
So it took you 7 or 8 minutes?
Yeah.
What time did you get home?
I want to say 3.
So you left there a little before 3, right?
Yes, probably 10 minutes before.
Ms. Berg, what time did your children come home and your son show you his leg?
It was approximately 5:30 p.m.
Well, then he had been out doing something for 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Your daughter Ava said that his friend put a Band-Aid on his leg and then they went right home.
Mm-hmm.
That takes a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that to me.
Well, they came home. It was about 5:30. I was cooking dinner. He came in the door. He was crying. He said, Mom, a dog just bit me. And so he lifted up his leg. I saw that there was a Band-Aid on it.
But that was at 5:30.
That was around 5:30.
Mr. Schultz said he left his wife's grandmother's at 3 o'clock.
Well, what we did is we immediately went over to the home, knocked on the door, and there was a caretaker there. And we told her what happened. We showed her what happened to Noah. She said Mr. Schultz was just there with his dog, and he just left.
Oh, got it. So it could have been later.
Perhaps.
Perhaps. You have a caretaker taking care of your mother?
Yeah, when we can't take care of her, we have a caretaker there.
Okay. Now.
Can I say something else, Your Honor?
Yes.
The caretaker said...
Don't tell me anything else.
Okay.
Because it's hearsay.
Okay.
But he just clarified for me that it could have been later. Now, did you get a call from the caretaker?
Yes.
How long had you been home when you got a call from the caretaker?
10 minutes.
So it's... more like 5 o'clock that you left Grandma's house.
Yes.
There we go. Okay. Now, you have a picture of the bite and you have a medical bill.
Yes.
I'd like to see it.
Pictures. These are for the meds. Okay,
so it's a small puncture wound.
Mm-hmm.
Your dog's been vaccinated?
Correct.
Did they come to check them out?
Correct.
Were they quarantined?
Correct.
One was.
For how long?
10 days.
What's your defense?
Our defense is just dog didn't.
Yeah, our dog didn't bite their son.
Yeah.
Were you saying how many puncture holes in that picture?
One.
Okay, they had left on a message that there was 4. I don't know where 3 more came from.
Well, let me tell you. How? Because if you look at the picture, if you're a mother, you have children?
Yes,
you have a son. And your son is?
2.
So I'm going to show this to you so you'll see where she could view this as 4 puncture wounds. There's one big one and that there are 3 little ones all around it. Okay? And if somebody bit your 2-year-old in the leg, you would say that these were 4 puncture wounds. You wouldn't say one big one and 3 little ones.
Okay.
Defense! I'm waiting for a defense!
The way that the caretaker had said there was 1 puncture hole and then there's 4, I don't understand why she wouldn't see 4, her being a mother herself.
I don't care. You want to see the picture?
I do want to see the picture. We were told that we were going to get a copy of the picture and the
medical bill. I'm showing it to you.
And the medical bill.
Here you go.
Your Honor, how could this be a dog bite? I mean...
Is there something wrong with you, Mr. Schultz?
What do you mean?
Is there something wrong with you?
This does not look like a dog bite. A dog bite has 4 teeth. It would be separated. This does not look like a dog bite.
Oh, my God. You know, originally I had some compassion for your position. He's putting the kid in the car. The dog's got away. He's riding his bike. Got a nip on the leg. You know, we're not talking about anything.
I was there and I saw
you saw
nothing happen.
You saw nothing. You're putting your kid in the car. And what you said to me was the dog's got away from you. I'm talking.
Car.
You get me riled up because you don't take responsibility for your pets. You don't take responsibility that it's your bad and you got to pay for it. Now, if you did that, you and I would be A-OK with each other. We would be fine. I would say, you know what? You got to take care of the dog by a little bit of a slap on the wrist because the dog's got away from you. But I'm getting this. It's not my fault. It's somebody else's fault. It's not a dog. And I'm speaking. Don't you hear me speaking?
Yes, Your Honor.
Yeah. Well, I want you to hear me speaking. I want you to think about some dog coming up and nipping your two-year-old.
Yeah, and my heart goes out to them.
No, nipping your two-year-old. A black dog at the same, listen to me, black dog, same time your husband let the dogs get away from him, putting your kid in the car, running up and down the road. That's what he says. And they do it all the time. They just bark at cars. They don't do anything. They just bark.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Correct.
That's what he said. But now he's putting the kid in the car, and I assume you're putting the kid in the car in a car seat.
I was...
Hey! Kid in a car in a car seat. Does the kid go in a car seat?
Yes.
Yeah. And when you put the kid in the car seat, you can't turn your head around and look at your dogs. You're putting the kid in the car seat.
It was after the kid had already rode his bike down to the mailbox.
Kid in the car seat. You weren't there. You know nothing.
Okay.
You weren't there. You're the excuse maker.
I was going to put my kid in the car.
And?
And I saw my dogs run across
the field. Why did you let the dogs off leash?
They usually go right into the car. To load up
but
the
they
car.
Didn't. No, that's not what you told me a moment ago. Fibber, fibber.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
What was the price?
For that model, it's about $20,000.
And you agreed to pay almost $5,000 more than that?
Yes, I did.
For the luxury of driving around and more sexy?
Yeah.
That's a guy.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Julie and David Berg say Elizabeth and Tanner Schultz's dog bit their 7-year-old son, Noah. The Schultz's claim the plaintiffs have the wrong dog.
Now, you say the dogs always go out and run up and down and just bark. There's never any trouble. You want me to play back the tape for you? I just changed my mind. The medical bills are $987. The application for pain and suffering is $2,000, including that. That's exactly what they're gonna get because you are thick as this desk. If you took responsibility and say, you know what, I'm really sorry. It was an accident. I'm certainly gonna cover your medical bills. Put your stupid hand down. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,000, that's all.
Bodies are excused and they step out.
I don't feel that our dog really bit their son.
There's no other dogs that run around on that street at all.
The boy didn't cry when it happened.
We've had issues with this dog before.
There was nothing like that. He kept playing his bike. He went down to the mailbox.
And it's amazing that the judge was able to see right through that.
When your son gets bit, why wouldn't you go home?
Oh, my heart just dropped when I saw that.
Just because my dog barks at people doesn't mean that.
I just, you know, no mother likes to see their son hurt.
She bit him.
I'm just glad that justice was served today.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter, Sparks versus Beneventol. Step forward, please.
24-year-old Joshua Sparks is suing 24-year-old Ryan Beneventol for the balance due on a Subaru WRX he sold to him.
Mr. Sparks, what kind of car were you selling?
A 2008 Subaru WRX.
2008?
Mm-hmm. Subaru WRX.
Bird, would you look that up while I'm chatting with Mr. Sparks? And how long had you had it?
Before I sold it, I had it for 5 months, almost 6, I believe.
5 months?
Yes.
Who did you buy it from?
My work.
What do you mean you work?
I work at a Ford dealership, and it was a trade-in, and I bought it from them.
Now, that's fair. You work at a Ford dealership where?
In Medford, Oregon.
How much did you pay for the car?
Paid $24,630.
Did you take out a loan?
Yes.
For how much?
The amount. The car was
$24,630, and you took it out from your company?
Took it out from Sterling Credit Union. I had, got a credit.
Now, why were you going to sell it 5 months later?
We found out me and my wife were having a second child.
So the car was not a good car for you anymore?
No, not at all.
Until you decided to sell it, and you put an ad in a paper, did you?
On the internet, Craigslist.
And you made an arrangement with the defendant to purchase the car. And what was the purchase price?
$25,000 or best offer is what I was asking.
How much did you agree with Mr. Benvenital to buy the car?
$24,500.
Which is just about what you paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
And you drove it for
five
months, so you were getting a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just curious. Did you make an arrangement to buy this car for $24,500?
I did, yes.
Okay, you thought that, that was a good deal?
Yes, I did.
Did you look it up in Kelley Blue Book?
I did, yes.
And what was the price?
For that model, it's about $20,000.
So why did you pay $24,500?
Because it has a lot of mods on it. There's different stuff added to the vehicle that makes it valuable.
Like what?
There's turbo in it. There's upgraded STI transmission, different stuff that...
That made it more sexy.
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
This says that there's a loan, but where does this say that it was given to him?
I don't have that.
Sexy, but not smart.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Joshua Sparks says Ryan Beneventhal owes for the balance on a 2008 Subaru WRX.
Now, this was when, by the way, sir? What month and year?
October 11, 2013 is when.
Would you give Bert all the particulars on the car? I would like to see.
What year is it?
It's a 2008 Subaru WRX, and it had 54,000 miles, and I sold it.
How much?
The Prezzo's in here.
All right, it's becoming less interesting to me, Bert. Okay, and anyway, he agreed to pay for the car. Because it was sexy. It's got turbo and it's got struts and it's got other kinds of stuff. So
from the dealership, 19140.
19140.
Right.
Perfect. Thank you. So about 20. You're absolutely right. And you agreed to pay almost $5,000 more than that.
Yes, I did.
For the luxury of driving around and more sexy.
Yeah.
That's a guy. How old are you?
24.
Okay. This is your complaint. You say he paid off your loan, which was how much?
It was $2,400.
So he paid that off directly to the bank?
Yes.
And you had a side agreement with him that he would give you another $2,400, and he would pay you out on the $2,400. You signed the title over to him?
Yes, at the bank.
And he took possession of the car, and he didn't give you the other $2,400?
Correct.
That's where we are?
Yeah, that's where we are.
And he says...
Basically, my bank statement says that I paid the $24,500.
Let me see. To whom?
To my bank, to give him a check.
What?
I
basically, I have your bank statement that says...
It says basically that I paid the $24,500 with my down payment, so he should have received the check via his bank.
Well, where did that money go?
It should have went to his bank. Because I deposited, I gave it to my banker who took care of the check, who wrote a check to his bank.
Listen, you got a lot of pieces of paper here for me, and I don't have time to read a whole lot of pieces of paper. I'm 71 years old. Just find out. Show me the piece of paper that says $24,500 was taken from your account and sent to his bank.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, now, this says that there's a loan, that you took out a loan for $24,500.
Yes.
That's going to cost you $2,908, right?
Yes.
But where does this say that it was given to him?
I don't have that.
Sexy, but not smart. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,400. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
You found the car on Craigslist?
Yes.
The sale.
Did you sign the title over to her?
Yes.
And the scam?
It wasn't titleable. I said, I need my money back, and she says, I ain't got it.
Judge Judy.
I was trying to get the money that he was owed to me, and...
He basically stated that he wanted more money, and I told him I had no job.
After talking to him for a while, and he came up with excuses why I couldn't pay.
And he continued to harass me and ask me for money.
Then he just stopped talking to me, blocked my number.
For the last, like, 2.5, 3 months.
And didn't give me any real reason, no communication.
I did call the police and asked for them to contact him to stop contacting me.
The policeman just asked me what had happened, and I told him.
My paperwork says that I paid the full amount for it. And
not true at all. I had received zero checks.
It's not my problem that the bank didn't get the money to him.
And he was still communicating that he was gonna try to pay me and never did, and here we are now.